What would you usually call the thing that you drive the horse with, you know, the...
His bridle and the whip.
And if you were, say if you were out plowing, what would you call the things that you held on to there?
Well, that was it. We always called them the plow lines.
If you, when you're riding the horse, the things you hold on to, you call those lines too, or you call those something?
Bridles, I would say.
And if he's pulling a wagon, what would you call it then?
Still, he's got a set of bridles. I might be wrong on that, what you'd call it for riding.
I think that's what I usually
They call them bridles, and for plowing, they call them plow lines.
You say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he's doing what with that wood? What kind of expression might you use there? If he, say, had a load of wood in his wagon and he was going from here to somewhere else, you'd say he's doing what with that wood?
I don't know there. You got me some steam.
Would you ever say we're just hauling wood?
Well, that naturally, when you went to the woods to get it, you was hauling wood. I didn't know what I couldn't get you there. I know a job. I had 8 fireplaces and a darn big bug rain stove to haul it to. You darn right, it was hauling wood. That's right. We had a pretty good job going.
You mentioned a plow, and I think earlier you mentioned a middle buster. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds
of plows? Well, there's a middle buster, and there's a scooter, and there's a turn plow. They call some of them the turn plow steel beam, and plows.
What would you use the scooter for?
Making rules to plant your stuff in if you was going to just put it on flat ground.
What about the middle buster?
What'd you use? Well, now when you side your stuff, lay by, that's what you call it. Well, you'd take your, as a general rule, back, we use what we call a Georgia stock with a little turn plow on it. And you'd make a row or two and put down each side of the corn, turning it to it, or your feet, or whatever. And then that last middle in there, you just use a middle buster, and it's sweep wing on each side of it instead of one side. You just go down that, just bust it, middle buster, that's what we call it. I got one out there.
Did you ever heard anybody use the term harrow for a plow?
Yes, sir.
What kind of plow?
A harrow is a different thing. Now there's a spring tooth harrow, and that's to, I reckon, just to cultivate your ground, you can't use it much in cultivation the stuff after it's growing, but I never could use it much, but we always use it to tear up the ground after we'd break it out.
What would you call the part of the wagon there that the wheels are hooked onto?
The axle?
You mentioned cutting wood and so forth. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you'd lay the wood across, maybe to cut it and saw it?
Saw horse?
No. Were you made something like that?
Yeah.
Did you ever see them when they were made like in a kind of an A-frame?
Well, I didn't see them in an A-frame much, but we always just called it an X-frame laid in it.
Now, When a woman wants to straighten her hair, she uses a comb and a what?
A brush.
And you remember those old straight razors that men?
Yes, I've shaved many times with them.
What do you call that thing?
Straw.